Remember the days when voicemail greetings, or I guess we called them answering machine greetings back then. Remember when they sounded like this?
Hi, it's Leo. I'm not available. Please leave a message.
Pretty simple. Well, at some point, the cell phone companies decided we as phone users needed a lot more information and a lot more options. That really bothered day-to-day producer Jeremy Hobson.
If you use a cell phone, you know the drill. After hearing a personal voicemail greeting, the automated woman comes on and tells you what else you can do.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Let's take this one piece at a time. First of all, is it really necessary to tell me my call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system?
At the tone, please record your message.
And telling me to wait for the tone, I mean, come on. If a person can figure out how to press the buttons on the phone, he probably knows to start leaving his message after the tone.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
And why would anyone leave a callback number? Since the early days, all cell phones have had caller ID, so the number will be in your missed calls. Or you could just leave a message with your number in it. But what about more options?
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
What could these options possibly be?
For delivery options, press 4. To mark urgent, press 1. To mark confidential, press 2. To mark urgent and confidential, press 3. To mark normal, press 4. Message marked normal.
Marked normal? If it's normal, then don't mark it. And while I've been sitting here listening to the voice bot, I've been using up my precious airtime minutes. Even the standard 20 seconds of information can push voicemail victims into that sometimes costly second minute. But experts say most people don't have to pay overage fees anymore, so while phone companies may have benefited in the past from keeping you on the phone, nobody's benefiting anymore.
Are you still there?
Yes. And by the way, for those of you who think you can just either press pound or 1 to get straight to the beep, you're right in some cases, but you can't always do that. Sometimes 1 means more options, and sometimes pound means, well...
incorrect key.
Which means we're spending a lot more time than necessary on the phone. Suppose the average American has to leave 4 messages a day on cell phone voicemail. That's more than a minute a day listening to the automated voice bot, more than 8 hours a year, a full workday. Now, it is possible, though not terribly easy, to get rid of all this extra information on most phones. But that will only help the people who call you. As for the people you call, you'll have to convince them to spend a little quality time with the voicemail woman and push a few of her buttons.
Disconnect. Press star. Goodbye.
Day-to-day producer Jeremy Hobson.